Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. Today we're talking about an evolution in medicine. You've heard me talk about naturopathic and functional medicine and getting to the root cause of your skin and other health issues. And my guest today shares how you may be able to have even greater access to this kind of medicine now and even more in the future. My guest today is James Maskell. James has spent the past decade sparking debate and encouraging a shift toward a wellness-centered functional medicine model. To that end, he created Functional Medicine Forum, the world's largest integrative medicine conference. He's also the founder of Evolution of Medicine, a community e-commerce platform which provides resources, tools, and services, making it easier and more affordable for conventional doctors to embark on a new way of managing healthcare. James has been featured on TEDMed, HuffPost Live, TEDx, and more, and he is a contributor to Huffington Post, Kevin MD, The Doctor Blog, and MindBody Green. He serves on the faculty of George Washington University's Metabolic Medicine Institute and speaks regularly on the Integrative Medicine Conference circuit. He also lives in Venice Beach, California, with his wife and child. On today's podcast, James shares with us about the evolution of medicine and what is happening to shift medicine in the United States to a more integrative and community-based approach. Many of you have asked me if I see medicine in our country changing, so I'm so excited to share this interview with you today. James, it's great to have you on my podcast.
Such a pleasure to be here with you, Doc.
Yeah, absolutely. So James, I know that you're one of your big goals is to empower and build a community of 100,000 integrative physicians and practitioners to become leaders and change agents in the movement of the evolution of medicine. And I love this goal because I know as a naturopathic physician, I know how great this medicine is. And I know I can't see everybody out there. And we need more practitioners. We need more awareness so that people can help, you know, we can help people get to the root cause of their health concerns, address those root causes using a more natural integrative approach to medicine. So I love your big goal and I'm here to help support you with that and see how we can help spread the word about functional and naturopathic medicine. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Absolutely, Trevor. You know, it's been a journey to go through it. And we just realized, you know, earlier this year I had the opportunity to attend a conference in Germany, which was about sort of medical systems around the world shifting from disease treatment to health creation. And what became really clear at that conference is that the future of non-communicable disease is integrative medicine. And we've had a system that's really been built for acute disease, for trauma and for, you know, surgery and for the diseases of the 19th century and the 20th century. And the whole point of the evolution of medicine is how do we help medical systems adapt to this new environment, which is a lot of non-communicable chronic disease, lifestyle-driven disease, and that really needs a different system. And so our plan of 100,000 micro practices is really what we feel medicine adapting to its environment in the most efficient way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. I love to hear that. And so, James, let's back up for a moment and talk about you and what made you decide to want to do this?
So first off, I was definitely the weird kid at school that did natural medicine. And seeing as I'm talking to a naturopath, I can tell you that I was a pulsatilla kid. So weepy, whiny, as you would know. I grew out of it a little bit anyway. But I grew up, I had a chiropractor, I had a homeopath. That was the way, you know, that I was brought up. My parents were very much involved in that. You know, there were certain things about that that were sort of weird, but certain things about that that were sort of ahead of its time. Like, how does my mom, with no medical expertise at all, you know, was telling the nurse at school that I was only to have antibiotics after they agreed with her? This is 30 years ago. And now she's like, you know, visionary of understanding antibiotic resistance 30 years before it was a thing. So, you know, that sort of set me up to, I guess, think in this way. I had a bit of a rebellious phase where I thought I needed to be an investment banker. And I went to school, I did economics, I did health economics actually at university. And that's when I really started to see, particularly America, this crazy situation in America with like massive cost increases, right? But no increases in outcomes. And, you know, I sort of had a moment of clarity that, you know, something that I'd learned about in my childhood was going to be useful to addressing that problem. And so 11 years ago, I moved to America. I had the opportunity to work in a clinic. The first job that I had was working in a clinic that was really designed to be a sort of a vision for the future of primary care. So it was a naturopath working inside kind of like a day spa environment. And, you know, then I was starting to serve doctors from like naturopaths. I was selling to them, and I got to really understand what made them tick, what was easy for them, what was difficult for them. And it really started me on this journey of discovery to really understand how I could be most useful in helping the profession thrive. One, helping more patients to understand the value of it, and two, really help it make it easy for practitioners to actually deliver this care. Because what I saw is that as I started getting out into the world and then teaching practice management, I found that the hardest, there was a lot of naturopathic doctors and physicians who felt really called to practice this type of medicine, but also had to become an entrepreneur. And that was like, and sometimes a tricky transition for someone who just was passionate about helping people.
I really appreciate you saying that, because I know in naturopathic medical school, we go there to, because we want to help people and we want to be doctors, and we're not trained to be business people, but yet we are, after we graduate, we're expected to just go out there and figure it out on our own. And sometimes it can feel really a daunting task, because we have to educate people about what we're doing. So we need to get out and we speak, we need to do media, and we need to run our own business, and we need to see, help patients. And it's like so much work to have to do all of that. And so I understand that you're helping practitioners with being able to find a way to really do this in a way that works.
Yeah, look, the good news is I think we've finished this first phase of integrated medicine, what I call functional medicine 1.0. And in functional medicine 1.0, the only people attracted to do it were the people who felt like a moral obligation to practice this type of medicine, right? They'd had some experience in their lives that showed them that this is what they need to do. But then they had to go to school, and it wasn't that easy. Still, like, naturopathic medicine only licensed in, what, 19 states now? I think Pennsylvania just dropped the other day. So, you know, it's still, you know, it's not official, and it's tricky to, you know, to do it. But we've just moved into this new era, which is where I think for the first time, if people are listening to this in 5 years, there will be jobs for naturopathic doctors and for functional doctors doing this, because more and more health systems are starting to take this medicine on as they realize that this is a more efficient way of dealing with chronic disease. More and more practices have grown to a point where they can hire other doctors into it. But in this first era, you know, the only way to do it was to become an entrepreneur. And that led to a lot of practice wreckage, right? People just wanting to do it, trying to do it, not sure how to do it, and going out of business. And so, you know, what we see right now is that for the first time in history, there's an opportunity to build a practice with a lot less overhead. You know, there's technologies that are arriving to make the delivery of this kind of care easier. And so, you know, throughout the last 3 years, we've been building the biggest community of these types of doctors. What we wanted to do, it started in New York, Trevor, where what we saw is that there was a lot of practitioners doing similar types of medicine. If you look at functional medicine, integrated medicine, naturopathic medicine, lifestyle medicine, there's probably a core 90% that's the same, right? We're all trying to empower the patient to be a participant in their care. We're all looking for like the root causes of health. You know, we're doctor as teacher. All of these things are naturopathic principles, but are also principles of these other forms of medicine. And so what we wanted to do was, first of all, just help practitioners realize that they were the same and that they could work synergistically together. You know, I think naturopathic doctors and functional doctors sometimes feel like they're an island unto themselves, like they're the only weird one in their community that's doing things differently. And so through the Functional Forum, we've done 32 episodes now of the show. It comes out monthly. It started out with building a community in New York, getting all these providers together once a month into a room and seeing what kind of synergy we could unleash from getting them together. Then it started to build into meetup groups all over the world. We've got 200 meetup groups now of practitioners getting together. And then, you know, as we built this massive community earlier this year, some data came out that just reaffirmed what we had seen, is that any practitioner providing this kind of care love doing it. Like they love their job. They were so satisfied by being able to deliver this kind of care, which is in stark contrast to most doctors who either want to like quit their job or in more and more cases kill themselves. Doctor suicide in America is out of control. Like the numbers are scary. And so, you know, that there's a real problem with physician dissatisfaction. But here's a group of practitioners that love their work. And in the same way, patients love the care of the naturopathic profession, the functional medicine profession. But the sort of elephant in the room was that functional or naturopathic medicine was neither efficient enough nor, in some cases, affordable enough for the majority of people to use it. And there is an opportunity right now. We see the most innovative practices having a low enough overhead and interesting new business models where we could close that gap. And what we've been doing on the Functional Forum is sharing these ideas, you know, in between the clinical content. And so this year we just made it part of our plan to, you know, to actively speak to our community and say, look, here are the best practices that we're seeing that have emerged in the last 2 years. Here are things that you can do today that you couldn't do 2 years ago because of now technologists in Silicon Valley coming to support our community. And so here's a way that you can run a practice a lot more efficiently and a lot with a lower overhead so that we can make this affordable for more people. And that's the mission that we're on right now. But it's all really the same mission. I mean, we're kind of a media channel, we're kind of a practice management company. You know, in a movement creation, it's going to look a bit different as you seek to serve the needs of the people of your community. And we have such a great relationship with our community. We always asking them, what do you need? How can we help? And the call came loud and clear to us earlier this year, like, teach us how to operationalize the kind of things that you're talking about. How do you do a group visit? How do you build a provider team with a naturopath and a health coach? How do you use these technologies to, you know, reduce the overhead of having supplements and phlebotomy in-house? Like these kind of things. And so we just set up a course to operationalize that. But because I wanted to make it free for everyone, I put all the best ideas in my book. I made my book free for everyone. So it was just like, let's just make this available to everyone, empower the whole community. If you can do it just from reading the book for free, go do it. If you need the help of our team to help operationalize it step by step, then we can help you with that too.
Yeah, great. So tell us about your book, and is it still available for free?
I got one right here, Trevor. It was Amazon lets you have it free for 5 days on Kindle, so it's still very. I think it's still 99 cents on Kindle, you can or the hard copy you can order. We will be having hard copies for free plus shipping and handling from I think from the 1st of December. My goal is to send one of these books to every physician in America. I'm going to start with primary care and family medicine because those are the doctors that are the most burnt out and are the most ready to practice this type of care, because I think they all have this like knowing that they're not helping patients who have these lifestyle diseases in the way that they could be helping them. And so that's the first step, is we really want to get this in those doctors' hands. And then over time, maybe to some of the specialists that are starting to see, like, for instance, we're getting a flood of psychiatrists now who realize that, hey, if inflammation affects mental health, like maybe I should be learning how to reduce inflammation, or I should have a partnership with a naturopathic doctor who has a lot of skills and tool sets to be able to deal with inflammation. So, you know, we're going to go step by step through all the specialties, but we're going to start with the primary care and family medicine.
Yeah. So let's talk about community solutions for health. How do you feel like that can improve? What do you think are the opportunities there?
Yeah, so, you know, we started off this movement by building a community in New York. So this was a community of naturopathic doctors, functional doctors, integrative doctors, and there was a value in community. And then we started looking like, are there examples of community, you know, providing real solutions to care? And there are solutions everywhere, from the very micro, where there's this new science of human social genomics, where for the first time in history, genomic testing, like gene testing, is cheap enough that you can measure what actually affects gene expression. And what they've started to find for the UCLA Stress Lab is that our human social relationships actually have a much bigger effect on our gene expression than smoking or diet or exercise. So this is absolutely crucial. So that was amazing for this science to come out kind of even after we started our movement to show the power of community on health is incredible. And then on the macro level, you have the blue zones, you know, where you have just the best examples of people living to 100 consistently. They don't have a big hospital down the road. They just have amazing sense of community, right? So on the macro level and the micro level, at the cellular level and at the population level, you see that community is playing a huge role in health. And then if you, you know, echo that with something like the Daniel plan, Dr. Hyman's plan, where he got Rick Warren's Saddleback Church participants on their Bible study night where to learn about health, and there was huge results. I think they lost the poll population of 15,000 people who go to the church lost £250,000 by working together in community at no cost, by the way. This is not like there's a lot of insulin being delivered to everyone, not a lot of metformin or a lot of Humira, nothing like that. This is just people supporting each other through dietary changes and the core foundations of naturopathic medicine. So, you know, I see, okay, here's a real opportunity. So what we've been trying to communicate is what are the clinical models that will allow us to access this kind of value? Because peer-to-peer community support is really the only medical resource that there's an unlimited supply of. There's not unlimited numbers of functional doctors or naturopaths or otherwise. Part of our big plan, if we look at creating a medical system with those kind of providers at the front end, at primary care, the elephant in the room is that there's not enough of them, right? There's not enough to go around. So our part of our goal has been to usher more doctors and show them this is a safe space for them to come and to learn to practice like this. So that's the first thing that we've been looking to do to try and get more of them. But if we see how can we expand the reach of each of these providers, there are emerging best practices for, you know, for engaging the community into care. So as an example, group visits. So, you know, we had Dr. Terry Walls on our functional forum in September. Amazing woman, reversed her own MS by her dietary protocols, and now is proving that it's reproducible with her research in the VA. Now, the way that she's delivering the care is through these group visits, because there's not unlimited resources for her to do it, so she has to get everyone in groups. Now, when I interviewed her, she said, even if she was given unlimited resources, if the VA said, here's as many doctors and health coaches and naturopaths as you can use, go get them, she would still do it in groups. And the reason is because she feels that there's so much value delivered in the group setting, whereas now she can, you know, share information into a group, and now the group provides accountability, support. When people are vulnerable in front of a group, there seems to be some sort of healing mechanism that's kicked in. Now, when people become accountability buddies and will support each other, what have you eaten today? Did you exercise today? This is valuable to both participants, and there's value being created by the person who organizes the group, but no, it doesn't cost anyone anything. And so here are the real solutions. That's just one example of, you know, building a community around your practice. And that's different from practice marketing, because in practice marketing, you're just trying to get an interaction with a new person. In community building, you're trying to get new people into your community, and then you're introducing themselves to each other. That's the future. And so, you know, our training is all about spreading the practices on using community, maybe using a community of providers, you know, like Dr. Scott Shannon, who's this amazing psychiatrist. He has two psychiatrists, three naturopaths, health coaches, and biofeedback, all on the same team, working with patients as a community. And in that way, is able to extend the role of the naturopath and see way more patients with way fewer providers, because they're working together as a team. And the naturopath's not doing everything. They're just doing the clinical work, reducing inflammation, you know, all of that stuff. And the health coach is the one that's now helping them implement these behaviors into their daily lives. So you're really getting efficiency into care. And so that's what we're on a mission to do, is how do you bring the power of community into medicine in a way that makes this kind of care available to everyone?
I love that. I truly see the power in the community of helping, and I've seen that as I've run group programs. When I was at Waldorf Astoria, we did a lot of those, and I just could see people really flourish in those kinds of communities. And then also what you're talking about with practitioner communities, being able to bounce ideas off of other practitioners, and because you as a sole practitioner in a practice, I know I can't do everything. I can't provide everything. And if you're in a practice where you have other practitioners, it's so nice to focus on what you're really good at and then refer to the other people in the practice that can provide what they're good at. And especially if you set it up in a way where you complement each other, that there's so much power in that, and there's so much power in for the patient and their healing journey. You know, one question people often ask me about naturopathic medicine, functional medicine, is about insurance. What are you finding with health insurance, that that people are getting reimbursement for this kind of practice?
Well, I got good news and bad news, Trevor. Let's start with the bad news. I'm not seeing a lot of insurance reimbursement at this present moment because of a number of factors. You know, one of the things I think we all think is that insurance companies have a incentive to reduce costs. And that's just sort of an intuitive thing. You think, well, if these companies, if we're paying them a certain amount of money and we spend less, then isn't that good for the insurance companies? The sort of dirty little secret of insurance is that insurance works on a cost plus structure. So it's kind of like the army, right? When we go to Iraq, how do you end up in Iraq with a $20,000 toilet, right? It's because the army, you know, everyone's on a percentage of cost, so the costs just keep going up. And that's why you see insane cost levels in America. Everyone thinks that insurance should, you know, you have the three biggest players, insurance, hospitalists, and pharma, all with incentives to increase costs. And that's why your health insurance premiums are going up on average 25% this year, because it's just ratcheted up there. So we do see some innovation in insurance, where there are organizations that are using the power of community, like health cost sharing, which are a lot more amenable to these kind of things, because ultimately they do have the incentive to cut costs, because it's essentially a group of, you know, 35,000 healthy people splitting their costs. And so there's some innovation there. But the good news is that things are going to move in our direction. And let me tell you why. One of the mandates of Obamacare that's coming into play over the next 4 years is that we're going to start to see insurance companies paying not for the delivery of services, like not paying for every extra stent in the heart, which is now the way it's paid. And that's why naturopaths don't make as much as cardiologists, because naturopaths are mainly just spending time with people and cardiologists are doing stents. And you get $1,500 for a stent and you only get $100 for spending an hour with people really, really helping them. So that's one of the problems with the old system, is that it incentivizes too many surgeries and things that are expensive to be done. In the new era of health insurance, where we're moving towards is outcomes-based payments. So this would be something along the ways of, okay, Dr. Cates, this is a patient under your care. I'm going to give you $10,000 from the insurance company, but that's all you're going to get, and you have to take care of this person for the next 3 years. So, you know, or something along those lines. So now there's an incentive not to do as much stuff, but to actually keep these people well. Because if you can reduce their costs internally of what it costs you to keep them well, the more profit you make. Because 10,000 minus whatever it costs you to keep them well is how much money you make. So as we move to outcomes-based payments, I think there's a lot of excitement in our community. And what I would just say, if I look into my crystal ball, I would say that in about 3 years, you're going to see this amazing convergence, Trevor, where on one hand, you're going to see all of these insurance companies starting to shift completely to outcomes-based payments over here. And then on this side, you're going to start to see functional medicine proving itself to have better outcomes at lower cost. And that's what's happening at the Cleveland Clinic right now. I was just at a conference last weekend, and every time I see a presentation about what's happening at the Functional Medicine Center at the Cleveland Clinic, it becomes more and more clear to me that in a few years' time, when these studies are complete, we're going to see that for the majority of chronic diseases that have a lifestyle component, from asthma to type 2 diabetes to heart disease, to some autoimmune diseases, you're going to start to see that you can get better outcomes at lower cost by really identifying, by really working with the patient's lifestyle factors. And that's pretty exciting. And so I would say, you know, it's good news and bad news in the short term, good news in the long term. And so I would say to anyone, you know, you may be having to pay out of pocket right now. And actually the other piece of good news is that most people, and this is not really good news either, but like most people's deductibles are flying out of control as well. It's not just the premiums that are going up with Obamacare, it's the deductibles. And when you have a $10,000 deductible, seeing a naturopath or seeing your primary care doctor are really kind of in competition, and it's like a direct competition for cash. And the good news is that I think most consumers out there know how to find value. They're doing it all the time. They know they're spending dollars and looking for value in every other service. And I think that if you've been under the care of a naturopathic doctor or a functional doctor, and they're helping to keep you well, and you feel that and you understand that and you're participating in your care, then I think you have a understanding that they're providing more value than a 10-minute visit with a cardiologist where they look at your labs and say everything's fine. You know, that. So I feel like that's working in our favor now too.
Yeah, and there are also health savings accounts, right, that people can use. And I think more people are starting to use those as well, right?
Totally. Yeah, that's starting to happen. It's not like that much incentivized in the new health system. I wish it were more part of the Obamacare strategy, because I feel that, again, anything that puts us on a level playing field ends up working out well for our community, because it's been such an unlevel playing field for so long. And as the playing field becomes more level, I feel like it really helps naturopaths to thrive, patients under their care to thrive. So we are seeing a leveling out. It's just maybe taking a little longer than we'd hope.
Yeah, and for people that are watching, listening, and are not familiar with health savings accounts, it's something to look into, because you have a lot more flexibility in that spending. Anything else you want to say about health savings accounts?
Yeah, I think most people don't realize what they can spend it on. So I think go to your, if you have one. If you don't have one, ask about it with your health insurance carrier. And if you do have one, you know, really ask some questions on what you can use it for. Because, you know, most people don't understand that it's pretty much like a credit card, and you can pretty much spend it on whatever you want. And so, you know, there's a lot that you can spend it on, especially if you're under the care of a naturopathic or functional physician.
Yeah, and I've seen that with my patients that have them, that they will oftentimes get, they can, you know, pay for their supplements and their visits and a lot of different things. So I think it's a great option too, until things change. That's what we have to kind of work with what we have. So a question for you, how do you feel the conventional medical doctors are, how are they taking this kind of movement, this kind of change? The doctors that you're talking to, how do they feel about it?
It's a great question. You know, the proudest thing about my book, the thing that I feel better about than anything, is hearing doctors who have previously been very skeptical about this movement to embrace it. You know, one of the things that I talk about in my book, in the second chapter, is, you know, if you wanted to get laughed out of any medical convention over the last 30 years, probably the two biggest things that you could talk about were toxins or leaky gut, right? These were two things that if you just said those words, everyone could have a laugh at your expense. And these were things that naturopaths had been talking about for, you know, for 100 years. And they were just the kind of topics that you could bring up that would make you, you know, seem like a joke. And then guess what? Now, in the end of 2015, the biggest medical organizations, the Endocrine Society, the OBGYN Society, say, yeah, we were wrong. Toxins do cause disease, and not just in the people who are exposed, but in the children of those transgenerational epigenetics. And that's a huge moment, right? That's a huge moment for physicians to be like, oh, not everything that I was told was right. Most physicians are told at their very first training at medical school that 50% of what you're going to learn in medical school is wrong. We don't know what 50% it is, but you better keep vigilant because you don't know. Well, look, you were wrong on toxins. And if we're wrong on toxins, you know, that is a slice of humble pie that one has to eat. And when one's eaten that slice of humble pie, then maybe one is more receptive to be like, okay, well, if toxins are a problem, you know, what out of this detox fad is real? Because the thing is, patients are getting this earlier than doctors. And that's the other thing that I talk about, is like, if if you've been to a naturopath 10 years ago and you've been on the process of building a strong detoxification system because now you've been seeing it coming up in the literature because everyone has access to PubMed now and you've seen it in studies and your naturopath has been feeding you the science that shows that they're right. On average, it takes 17 years for science to come into mainstream medical practice. What's actually been happening, Trevor, is that the consumers have been pushing for this faster than the doctors, right? They've been getting it quicker than the doctors. And that's why we have this consumer health revolution. So I think in a certain way, doctors, mainstream doctors have been losing the trust of their patients by not being up to date with this and sort of relegating this information to something that's not real. And so I see that with that kind of that push, and with this new science emerging, it's helped doctors to realize, okay, this is a thing, I should know about this. And then it's like what I've tried to portray in my book is that the movement from being a regular primary care or family physician or even a specialist to building what I call a functional micro practice, a low overhead practice where you charge the patient directly and make it affordable using things like, you know, episodes of care packages or direct primary care is a big new trend where you pay a low monthly rate to have access to a doctor and you don't participate with insurance, you know, that they could actually have not only practice a type of medicine that's really fulfilling for them, but actually, you know, really fall back in love with medicine and to be able to really help people in a way that they haven't been able to help people stuck in the system. And so, you know, to go back to the original question, the best part of this whole process is to hear from physicians who read the book and go, you're right, like, and I'm ready to do this. Show me how to do it. And that's been amazing. Like, I can't even explain how satisfying that's been, particularly for doctors who I know, who have sort of told me to my face in the past that they don't agree with what I'm doing and this is BS or otherwise, and then have come back and said, I read the book. You know, it really dealt with some of the skepticism. And really for the first time in the book, Trevor, I was able to make my arguments, I feel like in a cohesive manner where we went from, this is what we can all agree on, and just sort of went through, okay, if we agree on this, then look at the new science and say, we can agree on this. And if we agree on this and go through in that way, and, you know, a lot of times in this debate, you hear one thing or you read it and you don't have the context for where it's coming from. And so you just don't agree with it. But I think when I was able to make that series of arguments in that order, that was a big, big moment for me. So for your community, I would say for any practitioners, you know, go and grab the book. There's tons of value in there as far as running an efficient practice. You know, you'll get a lot of ideas from it that will save you tons of money, help you, you know, build a more successful practice. But for any patients out there who've been dealing with doctors that don't get it, we're going to have a way very soon for you to tell us which doctor we should send a copy to, and then we'll send them a copy and follow up with them, because I feel like maybe what I've created is like a conversion engine for allopaths that has never really been created before.
Thank you for saying that. That was actually going to be my next question, is how can we all support you and what you're doing in this movement? And so I really appreciate you giving us something that we can all do, and whether people are practitioners or they're just, you know, interested in helping spread the word and have more access to it, because we're all going to be better off if we have more access to this kind of medicine, and that if it's more of that community approach that you're talking about, then it's going to reduce the cost, and it's also going to increase access. And because that's one of the biggest things that I hear is, I don't have an naturopathic doctor in my town or a functional medicine doctor that I can see, or they don't know how to find that person, or there's you know, they just don't have that part of their healthcare team yet. So I think that's great. And I also, you know, I really appreciate what you're trying to do to help other doctors too. I know that what you're saying is conventional doctors that, and friends of mine that I know, they do feel stuck in their practices, and it's not like they're bad people and they're practicing bad medicine. They're just stuck in the system and don't know another way until they find another option like you're providing. And having these 7 or 10 minute appointments is what they have to do in order to get insurance reimbursement at this time. So looking at other solutions, helping people see that there are other options, I think all of this is fantastic. So thank you.
No worries. Look, what I tried to do in the book was to tell the story of everyman doctors. I think up until now, there's been a real focus on, like, I would guess the celebrities in functional medicine, these amazing stories, like someone like Mark Hyman. I mean, it takes an incredible man to go and, like, change the Cleveland Clinic, and all respect to him and everything that he's done. But, like, I don't think the regular doctor can identify with Mark Hyman because he's just an incredible human that's done a hell of a lot. What I tried to do in the book was to, like, give examples of doctors who have made the switch, that doctors could, sort of say, I could do that. Like, that could be me. And like Jeff Glad, who's one of the heroes of my book, he went through the whole shift from being sick and tired himself, unhealthy, sneaking SSRIs out of the cabinet, to getting himself healthy, realized he didn't have the skills to help his patients get healthy, learning those skills, trying to do it inside a hospital, the hospital kicking him out because it wasn't efficient enough, it wasn't making enough money, and then starting his own micro practice and doing this all in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which by his own admission is, like, the least likely place in the country, right? So here's a guy that I think most doctors can say, hey, I can empathize with that. I haven't always been the most healthy, and I don't really know how to get myself well. And when I go to try and look for ways to do that, it's not really in my medical training to understand nutrition or sleep or exercise, unless I'm a sleep doctor or I'm a physiatrist or whatever. It's been very compartmentalized. So, I think by making the stories like that accessible, people, doctors, I want doctors to sit, I could do that. That's what I want to do. And that's been really cool. So yeah, we'll have some solutions. We're working on this from a number of angles, Trevor. This moment, our focus is all on how do we get more functional medicine doctors? Because, as much as I love the naturopathic profession, the truth is there's just not enough naturopaths to go around, right? There's just not enough to serve everyone. And even if we started 100,000 people in naturopathic medicine school today, it's going to be like 4, 6 years until we have enough providers. So the quickest way that we can get to where we need to go, the quickest way that medicine can adapt to its new environment, is to convince primary care, family medicine, and the range of health specialties that aren't in love with their job to come and do this, because you can learn this very quickly. In my book, one of the things that the reasons why I pick out the word functional as sort of my rallying cry, rather than naturopathic or integrative, is that functional has a reproducible operating system that you could train 100,000 doctors quickly. That's really, again, one of the things about naturopathic medicine is, like, you're a naturopath and there's a naturopath down the road. But if I was a doctor and I came to shadow both of you, you'd probably do things differently. And that's good because it's an art and a science, but it's not good if you're trying to scale. And so the thing I like about functional medicine is that there's a system that you can teach people to do. Because I think doctors, when they come into this, they're looking like, just tell me what to do. Teach me, what shall I do in what order? So that's why I like functional medicine, because there is that operating system. And also with the momentum that it has with the Cleveland Clinic, and that credibility, I think is a big force now. So at the moment, we're really focusing on how do we get more of these doctors. But in the big picture, Trevor, you'll be glad to know, what we're really trying to work on is an access point for patients to be able to access those doctors in the most efficient way. Because the truth is, if you have, like, a mild digestive disorder and you've never changed your diet, you've never done an elimination diet or anything like that, I'm not sure if you need a $400 an hour doctor to solve that problem for you. Maybe you're just working with a health coach initially to change the diet a little bit and to see what happens. That first journey of exploration, we don't need all of those doctors straight away to be able to deliver this care. So in the meantime, while more and more of those doctors are training, I think we could use the resources that we have, these provider teams, groups, technologies. And so we're working on it on both ends. So at this moment, the best thing that your community can do to help is to get that book into as hands of as many physicians as possible to start their journey through the process. But next year, I hope to be back, and we can talk again with some solutions to really connect your community to this network of providers in a way that expands the reach of every physician by taking best use of the whole community of providers that we have.
Yeah, that's great. And I just want to clarify with the functional medicine versus naturopathic medicine. If someone is watching or listening to this and they're actually thinking about going into training, I really think that the naturopathic medicine program is a 4-year program. It's very comprehensive, and you learn functional medicine, naturopathic medicine within the 4 years. So it is, I think it is the ultimate training for naturopathic, functional, and integrative kinds of practice. But like you said, it does take 4 years to do it. So if someone's already a practitioner, if they're already a doctor and they've gone through medical school and they want to add in the functional medicine component, that's going to be the fastest way to do it, is to do a functional medicine training. But I still think that the naturopathic medical training is the most comprehensive and
Certainly.
creates a solid foundation for people to move from. So if there's the time for it, I think it's the ultimate way to go. But if there's not the time or the access, I know not everybody can get up and move into one of the states that have naturopathic medical schools too. So, I think
I
that
completely
helps
agree with
people
that.
differentiate where to go.
I agree with that. Like, I think if you're pre-med or you're sitting, you're a student. Maybe I know you have a lot of people that are working with their skin, and so maybe you're speaking to a lot of people in that prime age who are like deciding what they want to do with their life. I completely agree that naturopathic medical school is the easiest journey to get to a point where you can be this kind of provider. But as I said, we're the evolution of medicine is helping medicine to adapt to its new environment in the quickest way possible. We need to bring more people through naturopathic medical school and get them ready for that next era, because this is not going away. In fact, I just heard yesterday that for the first time, I know lifespan in America has been going up and up and up, and then it was tailing off and it was flattening out. Well, just yesterday you start to see data that it's going down, which is really scary. And so we need people. Like, we're going to need people in 7 years too. So if you want to do this for the rest of your life and you're in the age group now where you're deciding on your career, naturopathic medicine, because there's not going to be a lack of people in 7 years for you to deal with. But our goal right now with the book and otherwise is how do we convert enough doctors and practitioners across to operate in this paradigm that we can really build a new medical system with these providers at the front. Because at the end of the day, if you really want to cut costs, the most costly medicine happens after the referral. So the primary care is the front, so the naturopath, the primary care doctors, and then when they refer down to like the cardiologist, the rheumatologist, that's where you get the expensive drugs and the expensive surgeries. And my vision, and I'm sure you share this, Trevor, is that if we can go upstream and stop the majority of these chronic diseases at primary care, that's the proper medical system. I think we all intuit that, and that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, James, for everything that you're doing. Thank you for your interview today, and I'm so excited about this, the evolution of medicine and this movement that you've got going, and I think it's really going to help get more people to have that access that they need to this kind of care and what they can afford as well.
Absolutely. So yeah, thank you so much for having me on here. And I have to say, this whole thing, it would not be possible for this to have the kind of momentum that it has now without the dedication of all the practitioners who did this. Like, every practitioner that signed up for naturopathic medical school in the last 25 years, or any practitioner that's been practicing functional medicine before today, the only reason why they did it is because of a moral obligation in their heart to practice this type of medicine. And the only reason why things can move as fast as they are today is because there's such a weight of good feeling about this community in the population due to the work of yourself and all of your colleagues over the last 3 decades. So this is not just James shaking things up. This is James just hopefully organizing something that already existed a bit better so that it can take its rightful place. And so I have to say thank you to you and all of your colleagues. It's funny, when doctors get it, they often realize that they're sort of like naturopaths all along, right? And so it's very exciting to see the sort of ancient wisdom infused with the modern science in a beautiful way. And I think that's the true potential of functional medicine, of naturopathic medicine showing itself in the new environment. So thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with James Maskell. To learn more about James and his book, you can visit my website, thespadoctor.com. Go to the podcast page with his interview and you'll find all the information and links there. Also, I know some of you asked me that saying that you're looking for a naturopathic physician and want to know where to find one in your area. You can go to naturopathic.org to find an ND in your area. I'll also provide that link on my website as well. And while you're on my website, I invite you to join the Spa Doctor community there or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. And if you haven't done so already, I highly recommend you go to theskinquiz.com and get your customized skin report. It's free. It just takes a few minutes to answer a few questions and you'll get your own customized skin profile at theskinquiz.com. Also, don't miss out on the latest tips to get glowing, healthy skin and vibrant health. Join me on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and join the conversation. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor podcast.